Live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And it's good to be here today, good to be here tonight, and this is going to be a very special edition of the Fishers of Men video broadcast. This is our Veterans Day Fishers of Men, and I thought in honor of Veterans Day, I want to talk about today or tonight on love, loving one another. Amen. We are to love one another just as the Lord has loved us. And we're going to talk about love today. And the reason why I want to touch on the topic of loving others and loving one another is because today is Veterans Day. And Veterans Day is a day where we honor our veterans and the sacrifice that they made. Okay? A lot of those veterans made sacrifices, and they probably had friends that were with them that gave their life. Okay? And even first responders and even our police, our police departments, they all lay their life down to make to make our cities and our roads a safer place. Okay, so with that said, I'd like to start off this broadcast. I want to wish everyone, I want to wish all those who are veterans, all those who are vets, I want to wish you all a very happy Veterans Day. And for our military, whatever branch that you may be in, I just want to tell you and just show you, you know, I just let you know that I appreciate your service to our nation. I appreciate the sacrifice that you are willing to give. And there was and you may not think that there was much of a sacrifice, but you put your life on the line so that we can have freedoms in this nation. Okay? So, for anyone in the military, I just want to wish you all a very happy Veterans Day. I hope this can be a very special day for you, a day in which we can honor you and just love on you and serve you for you serving us. Amen. So I just want to wish you all a very happy Veterans Day. And for those who are watching either by Facebook or YouTube, if you know someone or if you yourself had served in the military, I want to personally thank you for your service. So thank you for your service. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made. Thank you for serving. Thank you for serving America. Thank you for serving the people of America. See, America, the thing is, I just want to let you know that I appreciate the sacrifices that you or your friends in the military may have had or had laid down their lives, and you probably had some sort of memory of that. But I just want to thank you all for your service. But also, I do want to thank our first responders, all you who are first responders who are watching, either Facebook or by YouTube. If you're watching, if you're a first responder, or if you are a part of a certain police department, I want to thank you for your service. And your service, now this may not be, you know, all ordeal, but firemen and first responders risk their lives. They risk their lives because they're going into fires, pulling people out. And so they're putting their life on the line, and they're trying to put they're putting their life on the line to save them, to save a life. Okay? And even our police departments. Okay? So, if there's anyone who is a cop or a sheriff, I just want to thank you for your service to your communities. Thank you for keeping our roads safe. Thank you for helping us to keep safe. And thank you for being willing to bear the sword of authority in which has been placed on you to execute. In other words, you have that sword of authority and you have the right to use it in a biblically legal way. Amen. In other words, you have a job and your job is to bear that sword of authority. You are an authority. Amen. So, all you guys, I just want to thank you all for your service. Whether if you're in the military, more specifically in the military, but first responders, police departments, firefighters, you name it. Those who are out there saving lives and at the risk of, you know, risking their lives to save others' lives. Also, I'd like to also put this out there as well. Any missionaries, okay, any born-again missionaries that are out there preaching the gospel, putting your life on the line as per, going into a nation which doesn't allow you to preach the gospel and you're putting yourself on the line to getting the gospel out, I want to thank you for your service to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know what that's like, but I think eventually, I think even your average born-again Christian is going to know and find out what it's going to be like to be persecuted and to put your life on the line to preach the gospel in a society where is very much anti-Bible and enforcing laws to basically arresting anyone who preaches the gospel. Okay, so anyways, so I just want to let you all know, happy Veterans Day. Today is Veterans Day. Amen. And we're going to be talking about love. And why are we going to be talking about that? Because Jesus said there is no greater love than this, for a man to lay his life down for his friends. Amen. So I want us to we're going to go through some scripture tonight. And we're just going to go through some scripture tonight, and we're going to go ahead and just take a look at love. Okay? So, where I want us to begin is, if you have your King James Bibles with you, please turn with me to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And I want us to go to verse 9. We're going to start in verse 9. Okay? John 15, 9. Okay? As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Okay, how do we do that? How do we love others as Christ loved us? Well, the next verse tells us, okay? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Okay? Now listen. Our military, okay, whether you're born again or you're not, there is a true love that you display, not just for a nation, but for the people of that nation. okay? For those of you in the military, okay, Jesus said that there is no greater love than this, for a man to lay his life down for his friends. And let me tell you something. When you are in the military, when you go out and you fight for our freedoms and you lay your life down on the line, and or even basic and or even put your life in harm's way for the good of this nation to have our freedoms, that's love. Okay? By the way, that's not just love. That is true love. Okay? That love is above all love. Okay? True love is a love when you put your life down for the benefit of someone else. Okay? Jesus so loved, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Let me tell you something, folks. Jesus Christ so loved you that he laid his life down. Why? So that you might have eternal life. Jesus Christ laid his life down so that you can have eternal life. Amen? Now, let's continue on. John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I've loved you, that ye also love one another. Jesus wants you to love one another as he loved you. And what does that mean? That means you take yourself out. You take self out and you put others' needs before yourself. Okay? The Lord didn't come to please himself. Okay, the Lord was the ultimate servant. Okay, he's the head of the church, and yet he's the ultimate head, and he's the ultimate servant. Okay, if people want to be in leadership, you need to learn how to love others. If you want to be in leadership, whether it's in ministry or not, we all need to learn how to take ourselves out of the equation and put others' needs before our own. I have to learn how to do that. Amen? We all have to learn how to do that. Pastors need to know how to put others before themselves. You know why? Because the pastor is not up at that pulpit for the congregation to serve the pastor. Okay? If the congregation is serving the pastor, that means that pastor must be a dictator, or what the Bible calls it is a Nicolaitan. A Nicolaitan is someone who lords over his flock and demands that his flock serve him. Okay? That's a Nicolaitan. And Jesus hates that. He absolutely hates the Nicolaitans. The Nicolaitans are not a group of people. Nicolaitans are people who lord and act like dictators in their church. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of them. One of them, like, Joel Osteen and Joyce the False Myers and Paula the adulterous white, I don't know, that didn't make any sense. But anyways, people like Kenneth Copeland, all these mega church preachers that preach heresy, they're Nicolaitans. And you know what? I'm willing to bet there are actually conservative King James pastors who are just as worse. They're conservative, they use the King James, and they sing the hymns. Only thing is, I bet you some of them are Nicolaitans. That's not love, people. There is no love with dictators. Can I get an... Hang on a second. I gotta get my sound effects here going, because this is really cool, okay? Can I get an amen from God's people on that? Hang on a second. That's my amen button. I gotta maybe find a new button for that. But anyways, that's not love. To be a Nicolaitan is not love. Jesus says, I want you to love one another as I've loved you. And that means that you know how Jesus loved you? He took himself out of the equation and he put his life, he laid his life down so that that you and I might have eternal life. Amen? Now, John 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Okay? Speaking strictly to born-again believers, if you love one another, people will know that you belong to God, if you love one another. Amen? Now, in John 15:12, we've already read this, but this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I've loved you. Okay? John 15:17. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Okay? Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Okay? Brotherly love. Okay? We need to take ourselves out of the equation, and we need to be putting others' needs ahead of ours. Okay? That's true love. And that's being a servant. Okay? That's servitude. Servitude? No, that doesn't sound right. But no, that's being a servant, is putting others' needs ahead of your own. Okay? Like the pastor, the head of the household, the spiritual, the man who's the head, who has the spiritual authority. Okay? The man cannot expect his family to serve him. The man needs to serve his family. Just like a pastor serves his church, his congregation, his flock. Okay? The head must respect and serve his family. I have to serve my family. I don't want them serving me. I want to serve them. And how do I serve them? I serve them by doing my part to help out, to work, to help provide for my family, to mentor them, to teach them, to just really just be available to them in case they need help. And let me tell you something too. That's what I believe Jesus wants and expects from every head of every household, is for the head to serve his family. Now, if the head wants to do something that he feels led, then I think the appropriate way of going about that is asking permission. Now, it's not like that he's a child and he needs permission from his wife or anything like that. No, because he's the head. Okay, but out of respect of the whole family, he asks permission so that he doesn't feel like he is being a dictator and doing whatever he wants and just completely neglecting his family. I know of a pastor that at a church, good Bible preacher, and preaches the King James, uses the hymns, and he goes by the Bible. And one thing I admire from this pastor is that if there's something that he wants to do for the Lord, he'll ask the permission of his flock. And the reason why he does it is so that he shows respect to those who he is serving. And he does it so that the flock doesn't feel like their shepherd, their under shepherd, is abandoning them and forsaking them. I think the same thing should happen in a family. Amen? Now, so we're to love one another. Okay? Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Now, I guess, okay, so let's take this for an example. When people say, I love the Lord, why is that? When a good Bible-believing Christian says, I love the Lord, why is that? It is like that because they recognize that the Lord first loves them. Amen. And because they recognize that the Lord loves them, they're wanting to love the Lord back and do whatever they and just do whatever the King wants. Amen. I think a very similar pattern should happen amongst us. I think in order for us to love others is to be able to realize that others love us. Now, obviously, there is cases where that's not the case. But if we realize that a certain particular person loves us, then we love them back because we want to. Amen? But we are to love one another. And by the way, there are people, there are probably well-meaning people that say we just need to love one another and just get along and stuff like that. But let me tell you something. When they say that we just need to get along and just love one another, in that context, what they're really saying is they want you to compromise what you believe. Okay? Let me tell you something. True love doesn't just serve others. You know what part of that is? True love also rebukes, corrects, chastens, exhorts, and warns. Amen? Because if you don't warn people, or if you don't tell people the truth, how can you say you love them? If you lie to people, how can you say that you love them if you just deliberately outright lie to people and don't even warn things, you know, don't even warn them about certain things. That's not love. If you don't warn, that's not love. What was it? What is that really common expression? It's a spare the rod, spoil the child. You know what happens when you spare the rod? That child will grow up not respecting you or respecting anybody. To withhold the rod from someone is just outright foolish. It's just outright foolish. But when you actually use the rod on your child, not like literally, but you know what I'm saying. But when you chasing your kid, when you spank them because they did something wrong, and you let them know that they are not supposed to do that again, they'll respect you for that. They'll respect and they will respect you for that because they know that their parents love them. It's the same thing. Sometimes we need to swallow our pride and do what is right. And sometimes what is right is to warn people. And when you warn people, you're actually doing a service to them. And by the way, when you warn people, yourself is not in it. But another person's needs are ahead of your own. That's true love. When you correct somebody, when you have to take the rod at somebody, like when I say rod, I mean like the word of God, like using it to tell them that they're wrong in certain areas. You're actually doing them a service. By not doing that, you're doing a disservice. Okay? So Jesus said we're supposed to love one another. And chastening, correcting, rebuking, and exhorting is all part of taking yourself out and putting others' needs ahead of your own. Not wants, needs. It's a difference. God is going to give you the things that you need, not want. Okay? Think about that. Galatians 5:13, for brethren, ye have been called into liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Okay? Again. Okay? So the liberty that you have in Jesus Christ, don't use it to go off and act like the devil and sin. Use it to serve others. Take yourself out and serve others. Serve God. Serve others. Don't let your flesh creep up on you. And, you know, if your flesh does, you need to tell it no. Paul said, our dear beloved brother Paul said that we're supposed to crucify the flesh and desires. And what does that mean? That means to say no to your flesh. To crucify your flesh is to say no to your flesh and yes to your spirit. Why? Because Jesus said, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Amen? We need to say no to our flesh. We need to say no to our flesh and serve others and swallow our pride and put others ahead of ourselves. That's a leader. Okay, that's not just showing true love, but that is a leader. Amen? Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Okay? We're to love one another, but by doing so, we are to be long-suffering and forbearing. If you're not long-suffering with others... Okay, well, first of all, you need to be long-suffering towards others. You know why? Because God is long-suffering with you. And He wants you to long-suffer with others. If God is long-suffering with you, what gives you the right to not be long-suffering? Think about that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, and love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you." 1 Thessalonians 4, 9, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Hebrews 10:24, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works." We are to love others. Why? Because if we show love and affectionate towards others, now when I say affectionate, I don't mean, that's probably not a good word. But if you show love, brotherly love towards one another, and the good works show, you'll provoke your fellow brother to do good works. We need to provoke each other to doing good works. Amen? To provoke unto love and to good works. We need to be doing that. Amen? Now, 1 Peter 1:22. "Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." Listen, folks. Peter's saying you're not to just love one another, but you are to love one another with a pure heart. Not a defiled heart, a pure heart. You are to love one another with a pure heart. Amen. 1 Peter 3:8. "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Pity your brother when that time comes. Be courteous, be loving. Be loving. Don't be afraid to tell your brother that he screwed up or he messed up. Don't be afraid to tell your pastor, say, "Hey, listen, I disagree. Here's why." Don't be afraid to do that. And it's all because it's the fear of man that gets in the way. That's why it's so hard to love one another, because our flesh and the fear of man get in the way. Amen? Now, in 1 John 3:11, "For this is a message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." Again, we need to love one another by taking ourselves out and putting others' needs ahead of ours. Amen? I need to do that. You need to do that. We all need to do that. No one's exempt from it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. "And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave His commandment." Okay, 1 John 4, 7. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." Okay, so if you love one another, Jesus said, if you love one another, people will know that you're mine. Okay? The Apostle John just reiterated that. Okay? "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God." God is love. Now, there are things that God hates. Okay? That's a whole nother message. Okay? But there are things that God hates. Okay? And we must not be ignorant of that. Okay? There are things that God hates. Okay? 1 John 4:11. "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Okay? That's a big one. Okay? If you're a born-again Christian, and you know how much God loves you, what gives you the right to go off and hate your brothers and hate everybody when you know that God loved you first? You don't have any right to go off and hate people and hate everybody when you know that God loves you. Okay? If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Okay? 1 John 4:12. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. Okay? 2 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is going to be the last one, and we'll wrap it up. 2 John chapter 1, verse 5. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Amen. Listen, we are to love one another as the Lord loves us. And how do we do so? We love one another by putting our life behind others' lives. In other words, if we truly love one another, we would put others' lives ahead of our own. And we would serve them and do what is in their best interest. That's how you love one another. Okay? Now listen. I want to provoke for anyone who's watching this, I want to provoke you on something. What I want to provoke you on is to love one another. That is not easy to do, by the way. It's not easy. And the reason why it's not easy is because of our sin nature. Why? Because of our flesh and because of the fear of man. Okay? I want to provoke you to love one another in good works. Okay? Put others ahead of your own self. Humble yourself. Pick up your cross. Follow the Lord. And do what he tells you. Be obedient to what God tells you. Serve others. Amen. We all struggle with not loving others. Okay? But here's the thing. People always will tell you, well, brother, I love you. The question is, do you really love them? Because you could tell your fellow brethren, I love you till you're blue in the face. But if your actions do not reflect your words are said in vain and mean nothing. Are you willing to love your brother by rebuking and correcting him, exhorting him, chastening him? Are you willing to love your brother by helping him out in a time of need? Praying for him? Even praying for them. That's probably the biggest one right there. Are you willing to pray for your brothers and sisters? Amen. Because, by the way, praying for others is putting others' needs before your own. But now we have to repent of our sin. Okay? My thing is, I will not pray for others until I first repent of my sin first. In other words, I will repent of my sin first and then pray for others. Because your sins can hinder your prayers. Your sins can hinder your prayers. Amen. So, listen. I love you guys. God bless you. I hope this can be a blessing to you, okay? I don't want you taking my words. I don't want you taking what I say. I don't want you taking my words for truth. Okay. But I love you, and because I love you, I tell you the truth. But here's the thing. I don't want you taking my words. I don't want you taking my word for things. Okay? I want you to take what I say and you match it up with the Bible. If what I say is different from here, then let God be true and every man a liar. Okay? And if I'm wrong, then I'm going to have to stand before God and give an account on that. And I pray that God will chasten me and correct me and rebuke me and show me where I'm wrong. But if I'm right, I pray that He will show you what I'm talking about. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. Keep in mind, tomorrow is going to be Pastor Brandon live. Thursday is going to be Fishers of Men. Friday is going to be Pastor Brandon live. And that's kind of how we're going to do that from now on. So with that said, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off for the evening. Stay tuned for tomorrow. I'm not sure what I'm going to be talking about then, but keep me in prayer, keep the ministry in prayer, keep my family in prayer, and just keep our fellow brothers and sisters in prayer. Amen. But till then, I want you guys to think Bible, live Bible, and breathe Bible. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. See you. Bye.